What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I mean, I'm looking at you right now and your eyes look a little dazy. Are you drunk?
I'm not drunk. I'm just thirsty, maybe.
Thirsty for... thirsty I mean, you're for, like setting me up here.
Thirsty for water. I wish it was more complicated, but no.
And exciting.
Yes.
You said you have a little headache today, which I'm assuming would be why you're eyes look a little glazy. So, you know, we're going to try to be gentle here for you today, Chip, on the edge.
Thank you. I'll still try to bring my A game, though.
We'll see about that. I'll be the judge of that myself.
All right.
We actually have a bonus Friday this month, and you and I were like, ugh, well, that kind of messes us up because we have a protocol here. But April threw us a little curveball, and so we decided it would be fun this Friday morning to play a little game.
Play a little game.
This game is one you guys know. It's called Never Have I Ever. But I was searching for fun games to play as an adult. And this was like one of the number one games, obviously. I think we've all played this game. It's basically you're asked a question and it's like never have I ever X, Y, and Z. And when you're in a group setting, you have to raise your hand or something.
Or if you drink or something.
You drink,
like that.
Yeah, if you have. So yeah. What are we going to do? Because we're on a podcast. The people can't see us.
Well, I mean, I think what I would like to do is...
Tell us.
I would like to just answer the questions honestly, but maybe without detail, unless we really feel like we want to share the details. Because I haven't read this list of questions. So there could be some instances where we might be implicated for things that we don't want people to know the details of. But I am happy and willing... to admit yes or no if I've done something bad.
I feel like the listeners are like
I mean,
snoring.
I'll try and go juicy, you know?
Obviously, we need you to go juicy, Chip.
Well, do you want to go juicy on everything?
I mean, we're going to be honest.
Okay.
I was more so asking, do we go, or like, what's our, we just raise our hand and say, yeah. Like, how do we?
I think we just say, yeah or no.
Okay. Literally, I'm trying to make this as exciting to listen to as possible. And Chip's like, I don't know. You just say yes or no.
Like, well, I mean, I feel like if I were listening and there was like a weird noise that kept happening.
Okay, fine. No buzzer noise.
Okay, how about if it's embarrassing, we go,
ooh.
Maybe that's
we'll try
it.
Your way. We'll that's, just be yeah. like,
Let's
just
me.
Why don't we just get into it and see what works and what doesn't. We probably should have worked this out before we started recording, but you guys know us and we like to just let you suffer through all of it with us.
We're raw. We're keeping it raw and real.
We're on the edge. We're living wild and free. So never have I ever, here we go. Chip, never have I ever played hooky from school or work.
Oh God, yes, all the time.
All the time.
I mean, I used to always tell my mom I had a book. I would always tell my mom I had diarrhea when I had book reports due because I'd never read the book. I had to read the book all day.
Okay. So anytime you tell me you have diarrhea, I'm going to call bullshit.
You'll Because I knew my mom wouldn't ask to see it.
Someone I was just at a work event and someone was like, the best way to get out of a bad date is to say you have stomach issues because they really don't press further. Right. No one will.
Right. It's so true. And yourself?
I have actually never played hooky. I'm too much of a rule follower. It makes me too stressed out. I know. I also don't work in a job, though, that is 9 to 5 where I have the option. Like, if I don't go to work, there's like a major issue. Like, I've had to go to the work with the flu before because it's like, what do you do?
Right. You can't
not just like calling in sick. And there
has to be. How about school, though? Like, did you ever
play hooky? No, are you kidding? My mom worked at my school. I would have been in so much trouble. Rhonda did not mess around.
Rhonda raised a good rule follower.
She sure did. Never have I ever stolen anything.
I mean, I stole your heart, didn't I? The heart of the listeners.
Wow.
I mean, yes, I have. When I was younger.
You did?
Yeah.
And then my friend,
I stole cassette tapes from this department store called Roses. And then I taught my friend how to do it. She got caught and went to jail.
Oh my God. You should have been implicated as well. Is that the
right word? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
When I first moved to Nashville, well, actually, I was still in college and I did an internship for a publicist up here. And there was one of her artists, I think his album, like we had it because we were doing all the PR. So the way it used to work back in the day when you had like a hard CD was you were literally sending out a CD to people to like a Rolling Stone to review it or whatever. But it's just funny now to look back and think about the CD. But I really wanted the CD and it wasn't out yet. And I thought it was like so cool that I had access to it. And so I just took one home with me one day. It was actually like the day before it was released. And so again, rule follower.
It's like, yeah, that's like, it was free. It was free anyway. It's like,
right.
Well, I took
I didn't ask.
I took a lollipop from the jar at the bank. Like, that's
like a peppermint
for
at the restaurant when I was leaving.
I took a handful. So,
right. I used to do the handful too. And really, you're only supposed to take one. So, we're really wild over here.
We're so wild.
Never have I ever missed a flight.
I actually have once in my life.
Same.
And it wasn't really my fault. It was one of those things where it was snowing and they pushed the flight to later. And I was visiting my sister and we delayed leaving for the airport. And then when we were on the way to the airport, it was like change to your flight and they moved it back to the original time. So I missed it. So I slept in the airport.
Ew, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I had never missed a flight, which is crazy with the amount we travel, until it was February or early March of 2020. And I was in Honolulu filming American Idol with Bobby Bones. And I was flying separate because I had another shoot with Dirks in Los Angeles. So there was a lot of like moving pieces to my week that week. When I was working with Bobby on Idol so much, I had to travel with these huge ass bags of like clothes because we would shoot so many different things. I had to have a ton of different options. And so I'm hauling these big ass bags. I did not know that Honolulu was such a like big city that had so much traffic. Like it's very equivalent to an LA. So I just didn't allot enough time to get to the airport, if I'm being quite frank. But I'm about to get there, but I'm trying to unload all these bags, rushing through. And what happened was there was people boarding a plane to go to Japan, which we obviously didn't know in the United States that COVID was such a big deal. So they're all like masked and they're moving. They're like standing 6 feet apart from each other. Like they're operating in COVID protocol. But I was so pissed off because I didn't understand. So I'm like, you know, I'm like, Muh! Like I'm trying to get out of the way. I have these huge, like over 100-pound bags that I'm hauling. Like I'm not that big of a person. So it was a lot of haul. And I ended up not getting to the gate in time because of this. And so I was just bitching and bitching and bitching. And I'm like, all these people in masks, I can't, like, what are they doing? And then like a week later, it shut down in the United States. And I was like, wow, I'm an idiot. Eating my words there.
But there you go.
I made it to LA eventually. Okay. Never have I ever drunk dialed my ex. I mean, hasn't ever.
I don't think I have.
What? God.
I don't think I have.
See, we're learning how different we are right now.
Right? Some people want lots of peppermint. Some people want booty from an ex.
I don't know if it has to be booty. What if you're calling to bitch them out?
I mean, I guess you could do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Never have I ever rode a motorcycle.
I have not. I've ridden a moped.
Okay. We're going to need to know more. I didn't even know like actually a thing that people saw.
My grandfather had a moped, and when we were younger, we begged him to give it to us, and we did, and he did, and my mom, it was really embarrassing. My mom made us wear helmets. Like, we were only allowed to ride it in our yard. We had a big yard. I grew up on a farm, and then my sister and I used to fight over it, so my parents, like, gave it away.
Wow, moped. I've never ridden a motorcycle or a moped. never have I ever lost a bet. That's a dumb one.
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
Never have I ever gotten lost alone in a foreign country. I never have.
I don't think I've been lost.
I don't really leave my friends' sides, though, maybe.
I mean, I've definitely been in foreign countries by myself where I don't know where I'm going, but I've never felt lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll ask or figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Never have I ever bribed someone. I mean, I feel like we bribe one of our friends' kids all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I've never not to the point where I felt like it's like an illegal bribe.
No, you're not like gun to a head.
Yeah.
Never have I ever gone skinny dipping.
I have. Yeah.
I have too.
Yeah.
Never have I ever cheated on someone. Oof.
I mean, it's not my proudest moment, but I have.
Same. Long time ago.
Yeah. And I'm not like, and it was over already, but same. I just hadn't done the deed. But I can honestly only think of that one time.
Me too. But I will never do it again. It was absolutely the worst
it
feeling
feels yucky.
Ever. It's the worst.
It feels really yucky.
Never have I ever sang karaoke. Oh, we know that's not true for you. What's your karaoke song?
I mean, it depends on my mood, but I really love Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. I love Hold On by Wilson Phillips. I'm also really good at Baby Got Back. I also crush Friends in Low Places.
Oh, wow. What a range.
And if I'm feeling sexy, I like to do Father Figure by George Michael.
That's the song that makes you feel the sexiest?
It's a pretty sexy song.
Give us a bar.
I mean, I need the song. Maybe I'll find a karaoke version.
I wish you guys could see him moving his neck, trying to get into character right now. He's like trying to feel it.
Yeah.
I only have the one. You have about 10, but I do Shoot by Salt and Pepper. Here I go. Here I go. Here I go again.
There you go. Can I get a witness?
No.
Isn't that the lyric?
Girls, what's my weakness?
Weakness.
And, okay, then. Chilling, minding my business. You saw, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I'll stop. But you guys get the feel for it.
Yeah.
Never have I ever broken a bone.
I have never broken a bone.
Really?
Yeah.
I've broken a few. I've broken my nose twice, my wrist once, my toe once.
Hmm.
All playing basketball.
Wow, such a jock. Maybe I'm not.
Thug life over here.
I've never broken a bone or had the chicken pox. My father, who is 77 years old, has never had the chicken pox.
Wow.
And my sister had them when I was a kid. So I guess we just have a natural immunity.
That was a little bonus never have I ever for you guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Never have I ever lived alone. I currently live alone.
I currently live alone. This is the first time in my life that I've lived alone, though.
Really?
Yeah. When Aaron and I broke up, it was the first time I'd ever lived alone.
Oh my God.
College, I had roommates. I moved to New York and had roommates, moved to Los Angeles, had roommates, and then moved here with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was alone.
What do you think of it?
I love it.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, look, obviously it would be not, there are times like today I got a brand new washer and dryer and I had to pay somebody to deliver and install it because it's like, I can't do that by myself.
Right.
So there are times when it's like, ugh, I just wish I had somebody that could help me with things that I can't do by myself. It would also be nice to have someone else helping me with the mortgage and the bills and stuff. But I love the solitude of it. I love that when I come home, I don't have to talk to anybody. Yeah, it's kind of nice.
I get lonely, but yeah. I'm trying to embrace it for now and be like, you can do whatever you want to do at any time you want to do it. So
yeah.
Lean in, sister. Okay. Never have I ever been on a yacht. Actually, that's not true. I have been on a yacht.
But just it was not with me.
It was not the time that Chip was on a yacht, and I still hear about the time that you were.
Should we tell them about our invitation?
Well, I wasn't on.
Oh, yeah. You're still not invited.
However, I was sitting next to two of our friends who told me what was going on. So, yes, tell the people.
Yeah, so we've been invited to be cast members in Below Deck. I don't know if we're going to do it, though. I mean, I'm all about a free trip to the south of France on a yacht.
So essentially, a group of our friends, I was not able to go because I was in a relationship and on a trip with my boyfriend and some other people at that time. But you guys went on a boat trip and they met someone who does casting. Is that how it works? Or something? Y'all submitted something as a joke, but then they actually now have responded and they're like, hey, we really would like you guys to be cast members.
Well, it was the broker that the yacht was rented on when we actually did a yacht trip is the one who reached out to our friend and said, hey, one of our boat owners, they use his boat on Below Deck and they're looking for cast members.
Yeah.
And so I don't think I think she might've been like, wait, when is it? Just out of fun. And now we have the dates and I don't know that we've responded, but I'm kind of like,
it's hilarious.
I mean, can we do something like wear masks the whole time so they don't know it's us? Like, I feel like there is a twist that we could do that would make for great television and not have to be worried about like people recognizing us from Below Deck.
I mean, all you would be doing is being the guest. I've hung up my reality TV show shoes. So,
well, that's true. I mean, and to be honest, I've never watched Below Deck, so I don't even know how much the guests even make it.
I don't think they're on
mostly
it
about
time.
The crew. Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah. I'm kind of like, let's do the free trip. Like the flights there are included.
Really?
Yeah. Like all the only thing that we would be responsible for is tipping.
Yeah, but the truth is shooting a reality show is not that fun. Like, right. It's not like you're like actually getting to just chill on this vacation. You guys would be filming.
Yeah.
Anyway, do what you want to do. But unless I'm an executive producer, my ass is not getting in front of me. Never have I ever been on TV. Well, what a funny segue. I was on TV. I was on a show called Very Cavallari for 2 seasons by choice, 3 seasons. Not the third season I did not want to participate in. I've also been in multiple music videos, which is another way I've been on TV. I don't know. I feel like I've been on TV a bit, just like because of my job and stuff like that. Like I've been on interviews and stuff like that too.
Yeah.
Have you?
I have been on TV a couple of times.
Tell us more.
The first time I was on TV was when I was in 7th grade and the governor came to our school and I got interviewed by the local news. And
wow.
It is, I wish I could find the video clip because like I had zits on my face and I sounded so country and they got my name wrong. It said Chris Dorsch and I was so mad.
Oh my God.
But I said, my line was, I think the governor should go to more schools and educate more people.
How did you get rid of your accent?
I don't know. I was country as fuck back then. And oh then when I lived in Los Angeles, I was on an episode of the Janice Dickinson Modeling
Agency. Oh, I need you to find a clip of that too.
Oh, I've got the DVD.
Of like, course you do.
So the whole episode, so I worked for the Virgin Entertainment Group and we owned the Virgin Megastores and we opened, we had a store on Hollywood Boulevard that sold clothing and it was in the Hollywood Highlands Center and they used a storefront upstairs as her agency.
Okay.
So I got a meeting with them and our meeting was filmed and I was like, wait, what? And she was like, tell Richard Branson he's going to pay top dollar for our models. And I was like, I was looking for him for free. Like, oh, I thought we could just do something in kind. And so it turned into a whole episode and we like did a fashion show in our store and there's like, she's like yelling at me like, you're going to ruin this while and like the camera's on one side of her and she's winking at me from the other one, like just roll with it. And I'm like, this bitch is a pro, because I'm like shitting my pants right now.
Yeah.
And it ended up being really fun. And I was also in a movie. I'm in Borat.
What?
Yeah, we shot a scene.
I've never heard this before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in it for a split second. I've got a photo of this, a screenshot of it. But like, there was a scene in one of the Virgin Megastores where Pamela Anderson gets kidnapped at a book signing.
Yeah.
And I set that up with the producers. I was the only one in, me and the store manager were the only ones in the scene that knew what was happening.
Wow.
Like even the employees didn't know. It was fun. So I made it in the movie for a split second.
Oh my God. We have so much watching material.
I think I've boot cut jeans on in the shop.
I bet you do. I hope they're jeweled on the back.
No, they were probably walked on though. You know, when you wore jeans too long. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. The backs of them would tear.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I forgot about this. We've been living in skinny jeans for so long. I totally forgot about that. If you know anything about me, you know I am a massive creature of comfort. It is one of my top priorities in life to make my surroundings comfortable at all times. So when I found Cozy Earth, I quickly scooped up all of the luxurious bedding and loungewear that I could. It felt very on brand for me, but then I went on a trip with a girlfriend not too long ago where she could not stop commenting on how cute and comfy my pajamas were, which then made me realize they may also be my new favorite travel companion as well. Guys, I am not kidding when I say you will experience unmatched softness and smoothness with all of Cozy Earth's products. The temperature-regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew add comfort and a touch of style to any travel ensemble, and their bedding comes in the most adorable totes, making it a super easy gift to give anyone. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code VELVETSEDGE at the checkout for an exclusive 35% off, and let them know we sent you when you're at the checkout.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Never have I ever been on a blind date.
I don't know if I have. I mean, I feel like I've been set up before. Is that a blind date?
Yeah, because you've never met them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess then I have. It wasn't very memorable, I guess.
All these transitions are really funny. Speaking of very cavalry, I was set up on one. Well, I was actually, I guess, a couple, because they made it a storyline to follow my dating life. And since I had none, they had to like find guys for me to go on dates with. And one of these guys, he was so sweet. God, what was his name? I can't remember, but he was so sweet. He was actually really cute too, but he was like 10 years younger than me. So I went on a date. It was all on camera, so it's like extra awkward. But he made it really easy, and we like just had a good conversation. And you guys can watch that in season 2 of Very Cavalier.
Right.
But ultimately, I told him he was just too young for me.
Right.
And I had to keep it moving.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I should check him out.
I mean, he was hot. I remember that.
It was a night, and he was so nice. I don't know. Didn't if you're he, listening, yeah. Hit me up.
Hit me up. Wasn't he a firefighter?
That was the Canadian.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy that you actually met in a bar. Got it. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. I met him.
So much love being made on that show.
It was just such a matchmaking show. We should have just called it Very Cavalry the Matchmaker.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Never have I ever lied to law enforcement. I have not.
I mean, white lies. Like, do you know how fast you were going? No, officer. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like white lies. But like, it's not like I was like, no, I didn't bury a gun over there. You know?
Right. never have I ever gotten a tattoo. We both have multiple tattoos. Yeah. I had three. I just had one removed off my foot. How many do you have? Can you even count?
Probably like 11 or 12. I'm itching for another one.
I feel like our friend Mary has a couple ideas for you. So.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like you've been talking about it? And I don't know.
I thought she told you. I don't know. Chip has some random tattoos that Mary likes to poke fun at. So. Okay. Never have I ever used a fake ID.
I did in college.
You did?
My name was Richard J. Rosenblatt, and he was 6'5".
He sounds so smart.
I can't believe anyone believed that I was Richard J. Rosenblatt at 6'5". I'm 5'11" for those who can't see.
They didn't check.
Yeah.
Never have I ever broken up with someone. I have.
I have, yeah. It sucks. Yeah.
It sucks. I hate it. Breakups in general just suck.
Yeah.
Never have I ever gotten seriously hungover.
Duh.
The fifth.
Yeah.
Never have I ever used someone else's toothbrush. I have. People have been dating.
Yeah. I've probably used my parents too at some point.
This is a funny one. Never have I ever clogged somebody else's toilet.
Oh, I have.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a story.
Actually, I don't know that I would say that I clogged it.
What would you say then?
It wouldn't flush because it was like malfunctioning. And it was my first day at work.
Oh no.
And I could tell that there was somebody waiting.
It was a one stall?
It was like the private employee bathroom.
Oh, that's mortifying.
I was literally like crying in the bathroom, like, what do I do?
What'd you end up doing?
I ended up like having to take the top off. All of it was embarrassing because it ended up that I had to be in there for a really long time to figure it out. Yeah.
You're like, trust me, you wanted me to figure this out.
Yeah. I walked out. I was like, hey, I'm the new guy.
Yeah. And shake their hand and it's like a wet hand. But at least it's wet, you know.
Right, yeah, I did watch them, yeah.
Never have I ever fallen asleep in public. I wish I could fall asleep in public. Like, I cannot fall asleep on a plane. I've only done it once or twice, and I've been severely hungover flying.
I don't know that I've ever fallen asleep in public. I mean, is on a plane considered falling asleep
in
public?
To me, it's public because there's people, but I think then
I do it all the time.
Okay. I think probably they mean like in weird circumstances. I used to have a friend who was narcoleptic. That was wild. We would be like in a bar and she would just all of a sudden put her head on the table and fall asleep.
Oh my God.
Like listening to live music kind of bar. Like it was loud. It was crazy.
Yeah. That's odd. I kind of wish I could fall asleep easier, but.
Oh my God. Me too.
I don't want it to be that easy.
Right. Well, that's like a disorder. So yeah.
Yeah.
Never have I ever kissed someone in public. I have, of course.
Of course. Yeah.
I love kissing people in public that I'm dating. Never have I ever fought in public.
Like an argument or like punching somebody?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not a fighter, but I've definitely argued in public. Sure.
Same. Never have I ever dined and dashed.
Oh, no, but it's like a fantasy. I make the joke every time I go out to eat. I'm like, let's dine and dash.
That's a hilarious joke.
I know. It's really funny. It lands well every time.
I'm sure it does. Never have I ever won the lottery. No, I wish. Have you?
I mean, $2 here and there.
Well, you're a lotto winner then.
Boom.
Never have I ever had to go to court. Ugh.
I have.
Same. Why'd you have to go?
Who's listening? Nobody from my family knows how to use a computer.
who's listening out there?
Possession of drug paraphernalia once.
Oh.
And probably like, oh. Yeah, and oh. And destruction of property. But that one was stupid, and it was like the judge told the cop it was stupid. So, but I had to go to court for it.
Interesting.
Yeah. You?
Ah, I was hoping you'd forget. I got a DUI a long, long, long time ago. Hey, Mom, what's up?
Who hasn't? I mean, I haven't, but.
I mean, well, so I'm from Louisiana, and like they were not strict down there. Sort of literally people live wild and free. And so when I came up here, I actually had had, I think I had 2.5 drinks. And so I blew. I was like,
yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, but that is over the limit. Yeah, but I didn't think that I at all was going to get in trouble because I'm like, I'm not drunk. Are you kidding? I had gone to dinner with some friends. Yeah. But the thing was, is the guy, he made me do all the tests, like all the roadside tests. I passed and he was like, well, I can't tell. And I was like, if you can't tell, shouldn't you let me go? But what I know now about, especially in Nashville, is like if it's the end of the month, they have to reach a certain quota of arrests.
Yeah, they're bad. I mean, for anyone listening that lives in Nashville or is visiting Nashville, for reasons beyond just like it being incredibly stupid to drive drunk.
Well,
like,
nowadays, especially, get an Uber.
They are going to nab you. Like,
oh yeah, they don't mess around here, and they shouldn't.
Did it happen on West End?
Yes. Where were you? How did you know?
Because
right by Centennial.
Like, yes, that is notorious. Notorious. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, that was me. I was super young.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Gotcha, bitch. Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't have. Now I'm like, now that we know what we know, and also like now with Uber, I never do it. Well, I don't even drink anymore. But so there's lots of things happening for me there. I drive my friends around who've been drinking.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes. Let's see. Never have I ever been to a destination wedding. That's boring. Yes, I have.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Never have I ever lied to a boss. I actually can't think. I don't know why you would, but I'm sure you have about stupid stuff.
Yeah. I mean, like, I definitely like have forgotten to tell them that I was going on vacation and been like, oh, yeah, I told you.
Uh huh. Or like, you're late and you're like, sorry, traffic was so bad, but like,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, right. There was a wreck or something. Never have I ever crashed a wedding. I actually haven't, but I think it'd be kind of fun.
I think it would be really fun to do.
Yes,
I've never done it. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, this one. Never have I ever kissed more than one person in 24 hours.
Oh, I have.
I think I have too. Again, this is like so stupid because it's like 20 years ago, but we're telling on ourselves. Never have I ever pranked someone.
Oh, of course.
We do all the time. Yeah, we still do.
I love pranks.
Never have I ever had a one-night stand. Guilty.
Guilty.
Never have I ever re-gifted a gift.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I have too. Never have I ever trolled someone on social media.
Trolled or stalked?
There is a difference.
Yeah. I think trolling is just bad.
Trolling is, all of it is actually just bad for you. Like, right. It's like, you are making yourself insane by making up stories, judging what people are doing, or, you know, being like, oh, look, they're living this perfect life. And it's like, we don't know what's actually happening for people. Social media is bullshit.
Right. Yes.
Never have I ever climbed out of a window. I'm sure I have. I have. I got in a fight with my boyfriend when I was in college and I climbed out the bathroom window because I was so pissed at him.
That's amazing. Yeah. I don't know if I have.
Okay.
I'm sure I have at some point.
Never have I ever driven over a curb.
Of course, yes.
Can I tell you something? Today, mm-hmm. I left work. We had a shoot down at Whiskey Row, which is also really weird to do in the daytime, be downtown at Whiskey Row. But I was leaving, and all of a sudden, my tire light came on. And so I just drove straight to this like little tire place by my house. The guy was like, oh, man, you had a razor blade in your tire.
What?
Is someone trying to slash my tires up in here? What is going on?
That's crazy.
I know. Thank God I went. But, yeah, razor blade in my tire today.
Dang.
Wasn't a curb, but the blade got me. Never have I ever laughed so hard that I peed my pants as an adult.
I can't remember peeing my pants ever.
I've definitely almost. Like, I've maybe dribbled a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like girls pee their pants more often than guys.
Well, especially if girls have had babies. It makes it really hard.
Yes.
Never have I ever sent a sext.
Oh, I have.
Same.
Yeah.
Sexting can be fun. Mm-hmm. Especially it's like when we were talking about the planned dates. Remember, we've had so much advice now where people are like, okay, well, if you're in a long-term relationship, make it sexy. And like, right. You're in a relationship, you're trying to spice things up. Like sexting while the other person's at work or whatever to get excited for that night is fun.
So much fun.
Are you trying to change your tune on planned dates? Scheduled dates, I mean, sorry.
Scheduled.
Never have I ever cursed in a place of worship. I'm sure I have. I used to work in a church. Did you know that about me?
No, I didn't.
In college, I did. I worked in the youth group. I actually loved it, but they paid really well too. So, well, I say really well. It's like we made like $100 a week. But in college, I was like rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of for like pictures.
For not that many hours.
Yeah.
It's a lot of what?
I said, that's a lot of $5 pictures.
Oh, right. I mean, it was, but yeah, I mean, I really didn't have any expenses. So at $400 a month, I was like, oh my God, I'm so rich.
Right.
Never have I ever snooped through someone's stuff. Oof, I wish I could say no, but.
I mean, I've done it. Who hasn't?
Never have I ever tried marijuana.
Durr.
You're like, last night?
I mean, it's medicine. I take it medicinally.
Plant medicine.
It is medicine.
I love a good plant medicine. Me okay. Too. Never have I ever gone 24 hours without showering. Yeah. 24 hours. Never have you not? I mean, you have, right?
I mean, today is a prime example.
Oh, that's what's going on over there.
Yeah. Okay. Look at this hair.
I see it. I'm looking at it. Never have I ever had to take a walk of shame.
I don't know that I've ever really.
Oh, come on. Seriously? Oh, God.
I probably. It's like, but I file it away. It's just something to not remember, I guess.
You've blocked it out.
Yeah.
I've done it. just leave it at that. Never have I ever gone on a solo vacation. I actually never have. Maybe that's what I'm going to do in my 40s.
A solo vacation. I mean, I went to Europe and met people over there. Like I traveled there by myself, but I wasn't like, you know, sitting at a resort by myself, if that makes sense.
Mm. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Never have I ever gotten stopped by airport security.
I have not.
I actually feel like I get stopped all the time. Remember we were in Jamaica and I had all that. We were trying to come home and they were like,
oh my God, yes.
They searched my bags like 4 times. You guys were like, are you kidding back into America? I literally just random select. And then the following week I was back home and I was going to LA for work and got stopped again. And it's never anything. It's like I put so much shit in my bags though. Like I'd pack them so tightly that I think they're like, oh, there's just too much shit in there. We're putting it through. But I did meet Kevin Griffin from Better Than Ezra. Do you know him?
Uh-huh, yeah.
He was also trapped in airport security, and now he's going to be on the podcast. So it was worth it last time. I'm such a big Better Than Ezra fan from being from Louisiana. So
wait, this was in Jamaica?
No, this was like when we got back, I went to LA. I think it was that following week. So, but it was like, I was super kind of like, what is going on? Because this is now twice. Because when we were in Jamaica, they like really went through my shit.
Yeah.
And then I did get home. And then it was the following week I was going to LA. And that's when I met Kevin. He's awesome. So nice.
That's great. He does Pilgrimage Festival.
I know. He's going to come on and talk about it. Never have I ever gone viral online. Huh. I don't think we've gone viral.
No, I don't think I have. I mean, I've had moments where I was like, I posted these like weird photos on Instagram once that were like Lisa Rinna, but then they had these like exaggerated really big lips and like random people started liking it and tagging their friends. But it was like, I mean, it didn't go crazy viral, but it was like, it definitely like picked up some steam somehow. So I posted a series of them with like Britney Spears and Halle Berry and tried to make it go viral, but it didn't.
What's the deciding factor of something going viral or not? Like what's the threshold?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I mean, in today's standards, that certainly couldn't have been further from viral, but it was viral for me because randoms were liking it.
Okay.
But yeah, I can't claim to have gone truly viral.
Same.
Yeah, maybe a million views on a video or something would be viral. I don't know.
Okay. Let's do five more. Okay. Never have I ever had a threesome. I'm only asking that because I want you to have to answer.
Well, you're going to have to answer too. Yes is my answer. What's yours?
No is mine. So ooh, you got me there.
Gotcha. But
really got me, didn't ya? You've had a threesome or you've had an orgy. Let's go ahead and clarify.
I've done both.
What? Yeah. So now you're lying because I feel like I've asked you the threesome thing before and you were like, I don't know if you would count it as a threesome because maybe there were four people.
No, there's been threes and fours and fives.
Whoa, 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 whoa. you literally dropped these zingers in there as if I'm not going to ask more questions.
I thought we were playing Never Have I Ever.
There is no like stipulation that you can't have follow-up questions.
I mean, I think the first time it was
the first time.
Then
you mean the first time you were with multiple people?
Yeah, yeah. It was.
A threesome. Did you know the people?
No.
Was it a couple?
Yes.
Oh, maybe you have kind
of.
Yeah,
that was the first time. Yeah, that was the first time.
And you said you would never do that again, right? Because they ended up breaking up or something?
No, I have a friend that did that. And yeah.
So they were a couple, two men.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were the third party.
Yeah.
Did they invite people?
No, that was just like a random like online hookup kind of thing.
Okay. So you didn't know them.
I didn't know them. I've only made out like in that context with somebody that people that I knew.
Made out?
Yeah. I mean, it didn't end up being like sex, but it was like we got naked and made out.
Got it.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
So how many times have you had a threesome?
Twice, maybe three times, maybe.
The maybes after this are like mind blowing to me. It seems like a pretty memorable experience. He's like, oh, I don't
know. Sometimes you're just drunk and things happen and you forget about it.
Sure.
I mean, clearly it wasn't that memorable.
Apparently not. I'm shook.
Yeah.
Like, it's just really hard to keep up with all my threesomes and all my orgies, you know? You say it so casually. Okay.
Well, and they're like forever ago, they feel like, you know? When you reach my age.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Ugh, never have I ever regretted an apology. That's an interesting one.
I mean, I definitely, like, I don't know that I can think of a specific example, but I definitely feel like I've apologized in the past when I didn't feel like it was my responsibility to do it, but I did it to smooth over the situation and just get beyond it.
Mm-hmm.
So in those cases, I did it for the wrong reason. So I would think, like, if I could think of an exact example, like, I probably would say today, like, I regret doing that. I wish I had just, like, stood my ground. But I'm a bit of a people pleaser, so sometimes it's just easier to get past it and move on.
Yeah, I can think of certain times where I apologize, and then I was like, after, like, wait, that wasn't even my fault. Like,
right.
I just over-own things. Like, I take over responsibility. So especially if I'm in a relationship or a friendship with someone who doesn't take ownership and they're quick to blame, or they're like, well, this upset me. I'm like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. And then I think about it after. I'm like, wait, that had nothing to do with me. Like, that is on their own shit. I'm trying to get better about that. But, yeah, I've definitely apologized and I've had the like, wait a second moment after.
Right. Right. Well, I also think too, like, usually when something goes wrong, like, it's not always just one person's fault. Like, mm-hmm. So to be like, because I often can justify, like, I am truly sorry that we're in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
totally. Yeah.
And, but is that an apology? I don't know. You know, it's like, I regret that we're in this situation, but let's move past it. So, I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about.
Well, you know, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes something feels like it's, this is their fault. They did it. But it's like, you have to always recognize the role that you've played in something.
Of course. I agree, so that's
why I think it's always fair to be like, look, I'm really sorry if I've made you feel any way. Like, and you might be like, I didn't fucking do anything here. But like, it's still like worth the apology.
Yeah. I mean, that I can get on board with. I think I have been personally taken advantage of because I'm quick to apologize, because I do agree. I think there's always multiple parts and I'm like constantly trying to figure out how I participated or, you know, take ownership where I can. And sometimes I overdo that. So anyway, that's something I'm really working on right now specifically. So it's top of mind. Moving on. Never have I ever tried psychedelics.
Yeah, I have.
Same. I actually did a guided mushroom trip that was pretty amazing with a shaman. Pretty life changing.
Yeah. What? I love that you're like, you act like that was the only time.
Well, no, but it was the time that provided the most like story for sure.
Yeah.
It's been the most impactful time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Plant medicine.
Plant medicine, yeah.
We talked about it earlier. Never have I ever met someone famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never have I ever gone streaking.
No. Nobody wants to see my junk flapping around the wind.
I would die. That is
I just don't understand the point of fucking streaking. Like, oh, cool, man. You just ran by naked.
If I'm ever a Make-A-Wish kid and like I get to have one wish before I die, it's going to be that Chip goes and streaks one of the most like the Super Bowl or something that's like.
Oh, get me arrested.
Well, no. I mean, not, I guess. I was going to say we could alert officials so you have to do it. But that would be funnier if you got arrested. So.
On your way out, you want to see me go to jail. I you're like,
no, but we'll get you out quick because then they'll be like, no. This was just her dying wish.
Yeah, I'll be like, I got to go to my friend's funeral.
Yeah, right. That bitch.
Yeah.
Never have I ever been engaged. Oof. I have.
I have not.
Do you think you'll ever get married?
I don't know that I need the government to get involved at this point. You know, like yeah, I could see ending up with somebody forever, but I don't know that I need a sheet of paper. Mm. And I could see having like a party where we like exchange vows, maybe.
Yeah.
But cool. I don't think I need to be married. And like, I mean, I do think like, it does complicate things at the end if you're with somebody forever and then you die. I mean, I guess you could still have a will. You know, you can still give everything to that person. It just complicates it for like when you're in the hospital and next of kin and all that shit.
So. Yeah. For me, it's not like, oh my God, I'm so set on being married. I really want a partner, and I really want to find a partner to grow and like evolve with in my life. But I'm sort of like you. But if it fit the scenario and it felt right for us to do that, and that was something we wanted to do together, like we both agreed, I would do it.
Yeah.
Never have I ever ghosted someone. I've never ghosted anyone.
I have, but like not anyone that like met, you know, it's like.
People you weren't in like a serious deal with.
Right, right. Yeah. You go on a couple of dates and you're like, oh, this person bores me.
This is the last one. I totally lost count. Maybe this is 5. Maybe this is 6. I have no idea. Maybe this is 4. Maybe this is 10. Never have I ever had sex on the beach.
No, I haven't.
Really?
It sounds
surprised
painful.
By that. It could be a little chafing.
I mean, scraping. It sounds more
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Hopefully you have a blanket or something to lay on. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah, I don't know. Not that I remember, at least.
Yeah, well, there's probably 4 people and or 3 people.
Oh, yeah, I've had an orgy on the beach. Podcast.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you meant any time I had sex? Yeah. I thought you just meant one person. He's like, I mean, I've had multiple orgies, group sex parties. That's always on the beach. But
yeah, at the lake.
Yeah, right, okay. And on that note. Anyway, that was kind of fun. Yeah, I hope you guys learned a little bit about us. Maybe you have some questions now. You can go and ask your friends on this Friday night since it's probably...
I think we should have people share the podcast link on their Instagrams and put something that they've done.
Ooh, answer one of the questions yourself.
Yeah.
Should we pick the question? Or should we say whichever one of the ones we asked? Whichever one spoke to you, I guess.
Yeah, something like that.
But make it juicy. We make want it, all the juice. This is the edge.
Yes. Juicy, juicy, juicy.
And drop us some bombs. I mean, Chip always loves to drop a big bomb on us.
I mean, I dropped a bomb that first day at work.
Right. Right. Different kind of bomb.
Yeah.
But sure. Also, yeah. I'm really bad about saying this, but we really need you guys to go rate, review, and comment on the podcast. It would be so helpful to our Apple ratings on Spotify, all of the things. It just helps us get higher in the algorithm so more people are seeing the podcast and we're spreading the love. It also like eliminates the haters, which we've talked about a couple times in the last couple weeks. They're the ones who love to comment. So if you love the podcast, please go write and tell us why, or just go say hey or whatever it is. But rate, review, like all the things, and that would really greatly help us, and we are so appreciative. Also, you guys can always email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com. You can slide into my DMs at Velvet's Edge. Chip is...
at Chip Dorsch. It's CHIPDORSCH.
And as you guys go out there and you're just living on the edge this weekend, I hope you always remember to
act casual.
Bye.
Bye.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.